I grew up in an Islamic Muslim family, and I remember when I was in high school, I went a lot to mosque. And in the mosque, I ask a lot of questions about who is God is. I did like to be close to God. And I went with some of friends there, and we had a small room in the mosque. We could stay and pray, talk, and worship. But always I was not happy because I didn't know how, when I am doing something, can I please God? And always I thought I do something wrong, and maybe he is not pleased. For example, when my father died in 12th grade, when I was, for a long time I cried, what did I do wrong that my father died? And I was looking, maybe because I don't do very good for God, he punished me for that. I start to think about Islam more, to find the reality of it. But every day I pray a lot more and more to get closer to God. But I was not happy. I was sitting in mall for learning English with the dictionary. And a lady came to me and say hi, and we talked, hi, and how are you? Then she asked me, are you reading Bible? I didn't know what is Bible mean. I said, no, this is dictionary. And she sit beside me and we start talking. You know, I didn't know a lot of English, and we use some words and some international words, talking and showing hand, with lips, with face. Then she started ask me a stupid question. And she said, oh, do you know Jesus? I said, I don't know him. And then she explained to me, Jesus is the prophet of my eyes. Jesus, do you know Jesus is this, this, this? I said, oh, you are talking about Isa, because we don't call him Jesus. It's the first time I heard his name, Jesus. And then when we talked together, and same time her family came there, her son, her daughter, her husband, and they came around me and they talked with me, and we had a good time. Then they asked me to give them my telephone number, and I get their telephone number. Then they asked me to go to their home. I said, okay, for sure. I went to their home. And when I went to their home, they were very nice, very good. They didn't ask me what religion I have, who I am, where I am from. Just they were very nice. And I asked them to they come to my home, and they came. And we had start going and coming, and their children, they came to my house, and I went to their home. And it was something different between them and others. I could see, for example, the first time I see they are holding hand and pray. And I saw they pray for me. And it was really sweet of them. It was so sweet, and I enjoyed that. I saw them when they are going out, sometimes the mother pray for their younger one, for their children. I saw husband and wife pray. And that is was not, they didn't know. I check all these things. So I say, what they are doing? And it was so amazing for me. No, they are not like other people. They are doing what they say. And I went to their home one day and asked them, what is different between you and other people? And they say, we are Christian. I say, so I am Muslim. What is make different between me and you? Just because you are Christian, okay, I am Muslim, I am good. They say, no, we are not good. The one in us is good. And I didn't understand them. I said, please tell me what you mean. And they told me, it's not religion. Is be rules and law. It's all love for Christ, because he did something good for us. We want to be follow him. We have a leader named Jesus Christ. We follow him. We do what he did, not because what he say or what he wrote, but what he did. And because of that, we want to be closer to him. And I told them, I want to hear more, and may you please tell me more about it. And the lady told me, Asad, do you want to really know about it? I said, yes, I want to know about it. She said, okay, 1 minute. And she went upstairs and come back with a book in her hand. And the book was Bible. And she gave to me and said, because you ask, I gave to you. But I want to tell you, the first night when I saw you and we talked together, I pray one day you ask me about this book, and I did order this book to come. It's a long time in my room, and I pray every day to you one day ask. And it was, I started crying because I saw how much she loved me as a person to be care about me. I read the book. It was so hard. I want to tell you, as a Muslim, I couldn't accept Christ can be God. That is the hardest thing. Everything I read New Testament, it was beautiful. Every teaching, it was good. But I couldn't accept Jesus Christ when he said, I am God. When I read the book of John, I throw the Bible on the wall. I kick the Bible. I just getting mad. I say, look, you say all these good things. Why say you God? You just say I am Jesus, and you don't need to call yourself God. And I had a lot of problem with it. And every time I asked them, they said, look, he show himself to you. And I said, now he wants to be dead. How he can show himself to me? I was very angry of this thing. They didn't tell me what is it. They say, read the book. And I read the book and read the book and read the book. Everything good, but that I couldn't accept he's God. And we went to a camp meeting. The preacher, when he started to speak, I thought he's look at me. And he was just point on me. And because everything he was talking, it was my life. And I thought my friend told him about my life. And I was mad. If I could find him, I beat him up. Because he was talking about the son left his family and left all the way, and what happened to him, and he get the prodigal son. And I was really thought he's talking about me. And I start crying because I could see myself. But when he started telling me, because I thought he's talking with me, that the father was outside waiting for him. It was a story, the son gone and did all things bad, and once come back home, he is scared. Maybe his father doesn't accept him, but his father didn't ask anything and hug him and accept him. And then he asked if somebody wants to go to the father and be in his home, come front. I was the first person run to the front and sit and kneel down and start crying. And I remember, I cannot stop because the joy, every time I talk, that thing is coming to my heart. Because when I sit there, I just want to be with God. I want to be my father, and I want to Jesus hold me in his arm. And he came and prayed for me. I tell you, I don't know, everybody of us maybe have different experience, but that thing, I think most of us when we accept Christ is saying, it was the most joyful time in my life. It was like a fire coming from my head to my body and take away all the things I thought is not true. Because I feel I know he's God. In the same times, I know he's with me. And I didn't have any experience of that. But I tell you, if that times all the world that told me Jesus is not exist, I was believe he exists. Because I could see him in my life. I could see in my heart. And the joy came to me. It's like connect me with God. I see him. I found him. It's just all my life was waiting. It just came true. I read New Testament 10 times before I accept Christ. But when I accept Christ, I could understand it more. And I arrived the first time after I accept Christ, I was reading Ephesians. And I arrived to that thing, He chose you before the foundation of the world. I thought about it and read it, and suddenly I jumped and running around the house of joy, because I just that time I understand. He held me in His hand and take me step by step. He brought me to mall, and same times He was working to other lady to she come that day and that night to mall to we met. And I know Him. That is powerful. I say, He chose me before the foundation of the world, and that scripture is true. I tell you, I was running around the house, and I didn't know what I can do, because I knew that is a living word, and is meaning a lot for me, that scripture. Christ for me is everything. I don't know how I can live without Him. And he's real. It's not something you can't. I tell them, Christ, Jesus Christ is real. It's not a story. It's not, because when you are getting with Him, you can feel Him every day, every step. I tell you, if all the world say, this is not God, I don't care. He is God.